104, this is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. As a heat wave sweeps through Colorado and the West, it's hitting Grand Junction especially hard.
Yeah, we're running about 15, 20 degrees above normal.
Meteorologist Brianna Bilo says Grand Junction has forecast highs up to 105 this week and could break its all-time record of 106. Metro Denver can expect highs close to 100 several days this week, and some mountain towns could get into the 90s. In Steamboat Springs today, the forecast high is 91. Colorado has some new rules for how it raises and spends money for education. CPR's Megan Verlee reports one of them will allow property tax rates to increase in many places around the state.
It's the result of a long-running debate over one provision of the Taxpayers' Bill of Rights. The constitutional amendment has a complicated way of limiting how much money the state and local governments can raise. For a long time, Tabor was interpreted as requiring property tax rates to go down when property values rise, even if locals voted against that. But recently, the court has said that that's not the right reading of the law. Backers of keeping property tax rates steady say this change will make school funding more equitable statewide. I'm Megan Verlee, CPR News.
Attorneys will deliver closing arguments today in the STEM school shooting trial. 20-year-old Devin Erickson faces life without parole if the jury finds him guilty of the most serious charges. He's accused of killing one classmate and wounding two others. Prosecutors called around two dozen witnesses to make the case that Erickson was fully involved in the attack. His defense argued that his reasoning was impaired by cocaine, sleep deprivation, and a thyroid disorder, and that a fellow student who has already pleaded guilty pressured him into participating. Adams State University will require students, faculty, and staff to get a COVID-19 vaccination. The school in Alamosa is one of the last Colorado universities to announce a vaccine requirement this fall. And again, hot weather across the state today and through much of the rest of the week. In Denver today, 97, the forecast high. This is CPR News.